We are Be'ez Hashem starting a new Indian, Kalim Perikei Mishnah Aleph. The dynamics of the Tumah and the Tahara of a Tanur has its own Gidrei Gzeres HaKosuv. It starts with the fact that the Posuk that we've been using in Parsha Shmini, when the Posuk talks about Gidrei Tumah V'Tahara, the Posuk quotes Tanur as a separate Zach, both the Tumah of Tanur and both the fact that you can be Metahara of Tanur. The Pasuk says, the end of Parsha Shmini, V'chol asher yipo b'nivla soma lov yitmo, V'koil means any kli, kli, oichol, kli cheres, other types of kelim. And then the Torah says, Tanu v'kirayim yutots, t'meim heim u'tmeim yulochem. So the Torah describes Tanu v'kirayim as something else, and the process of being mitayr is not called shmira, the way the Torah says by kliches v'oisis ishbaru, yutots means also to smash. But the Torah over here gives it another word. We'll have to see if there's a chilik between the two, and what the fact is, whether it's significant, the fact that the Torah is conveyed as a separate mechayiv. So let's read the Rav. The Rav over here in the Hagdoma, in his psichot in Yonei Tanu, is very, very important. And the Rav says like this, Stam Tanu also k'min g'deiru g'deiru, look at it as a big pot, She'en lo shulayim, that doesn't have a floor, u'mechaber no'isu b'titol gabi karka, it's cemented into the ground, v'ritzbas ha'karka, hitachtisa shel ha'tanu, the floor, the ground, is the bottom of the pot. When you want to take a cholam pot, in the old ovens, you put it straight onto the ground. There was no bottom of the oven. V'afal pi shemi'atzma inle beis gibel. The Rav speaks out. Doesn't have a beis gibel. Afal pi kein tome. Debetoichoy tolu rachmano v'reish leitoy. So the Rav is madgish. This is a nekuda that we learned about in Perek Beis. The Rav says over here that a klicheres is tome. The fact that it has a toich. Klicheres is not metame migavoy, as we've learned. It's metame mitoichoy. The hatoyre toli bitoich. What this seems to say is that the tziur of a kli, by klicheres is a toich, lafuke, it does not need a beis gibel. And this the Rav points out, the Rav Lashitos in the beginning of Perek Beis, says the legabe pshute kli eitz, the reason why pshute kli eitz is not mentioned together with pshute klicheres, is because there's a chilik between the two. Klicheres does not need a beis gibel, it needs a toich. By kli eitz, it needs a base kibble in order to have a shem kli. The toich is the kli when it comes to kli chayas. This is the Rav Lishitosi. The Ritva in Shabbos Daf Tezayin is the toich. They also, the Ritva brings b'shem the Rash, a raya, the tanur is tomei, even though it doesn't have a base kibble, proves that kli chayas existentially needs a toich. It does not need a kli kibble. Lamaisa, we discussed in the beginning of Perek Beis, it was negated to a rounded pipe. It doesn't have a clear beis kibul, but it does have a toich, that the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is over there at the beginning of Perek Beis, and also in Hilchis Kelim, Perek Yud Ches, says Claude that a kliches does need a beis kibul. In the beginning of Perek Beis, we discussed the ramifications of that. So what are you going to do with Tanur? So the Melech HaShloima over there in the beginning of the second Perek is Nesiachis, and he says, obviously Tanur has its own dynamics. Why? Because there's another rule of the regular Tumah V'Tahara, of things that are Mekabel Tumah, that does not work by Tanur. Tanur is cemented to the ground, and a Kli HaMechubah LeKarka is Mevatlet from being Mekabel Tumah. L'chayra, it's clear that that Tanur does not have that rule. So, let's say over the raids, Bakanta raid, the Lomdim have a few ways of understanding this halakha. The Mora D'Shmaitzer, by the way, is the Zeche Yitzchok, Rebbe Tzolopanovich and Simon Samach, and Simon Ayin Zayin, the Chaznish talks about it also, as well as the Mikdash Dovid in the Kuntres Tyrus. So Rabbi Seinu Achronim dealt with a noise. How do we define? When the Torah says, Tanu v'kirayim yutots t'meim heim. So the Ramban speaks out over there that the Chiddush is that even though it's made with cement into the ground, it's mekabel tumah, it doesn't have tahara b'mikvah, it's not metalplin, and it has tumah. Bemis gzeres hakosuv, this is the fact that it's a bazunda gzeres hakosuv, is a gemara shabbos kuf chovei. Hava aminu kivin de chavre ba'ara kegufa da'ara domi has din of karka, anything that's mekabel karka is not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Seinu, that we mentioned above, discuss what's the lomdus of this that the Torah was mar betana l'tumah. Is the pshat that normally there's a din that a kli which is mechubah l'karka, the fact that's mechubah l'karka
is a matar. Things are not makabel tumah when they're mechubal lekarka. See, that's a kosov. The gabe that point. That's the posh the way of understanding. Lemaisa the Weltstel soon Rashbam above a basad of samach bov says more than that. The taitch of a kli is mechubal lekarka is yotzo miteras kli. A mechubal lekarka. It's not pshat that there's halacha that mechubal lekarka is not makabel tumah. Mechubal lekarka is not a kli. And something that's not a kli is not makabel tumah. So what's the gather of the gzeres hakosuv that tumah is tanner, that tanner is makabel tumah? The pshaz is a new type of metame. The Torah has a dover hametame called kli cheres. There's another category of dvarim hametamim which is called tanner. A tanner is not a kli. What is it? It's a tanner. It's mechubal lekarka. It's bemes and not a kli. What is it? It's a tanner. That's why the Torah has to say the din yutots and the din of its tumah separately, because it's taka different. It's taka different zak. Mishnah's Tyrus says a beautiful idea. If you look at Reb Sadia Goin's minyan hamitzvahs, there's a lot of difficulties over there. One shverkai, he brings a bunch of mitzvahs that are related to tumah v'taira. The shverkai is, how do you count a mitzvah of things becoming tumah? What's the mitzvah? It's a fact. So he counts in his dinim of tumah v'taira a separate mitzvah sase kuf samach tes of tanu v'kirayim yutots. Besides for tumas kelim and tumas klicheres, he counts tanu v'kirayim yutots as a separate mitzvah. It would sound like it's dynamic. Both it's mekabel tumah and both it's yutots as opposed to shvira is a separate zak. It's a separate din. There's a chaloy shem tanu hamekabel tumah and there's a chaloy shem yutots hametaheres. There's a chaloy shem kli cheres, and there's a chaloy shem shviru. We'll have to see if there are any significant afkaminis in that. This is a famous raid. I would venture to shteltzu al derech efsher an afkamin in this type of thing. There's a famous discussion whether any electronic thing like a kerig, like a coffee thing, or a refrigerator, whatever it is, which is mechubal karka, but not really mechubal karka in the sense, it only works if it's plugged into the wall. So it could only actually work, serve its function, if it's plugged in. But ba'atzim the tzuras hakli is not mechubal lekarka. If we say that chibur lekarka is mafkia kabbalas tumah, so maybe over here also you can hear such a tzad. This famous tshuvas that deal with it, the nafkamina for us bizman hazeh tfilas kelim. People have a problem with any of the machines that if you put into the mikveh, it could ruin the machinery inside. So one of the heterim, Al-Derech Efshev, it's not niskabel, is that since it's plugged into the wall, so it loses its din as a makabel tumah, you know, it doesn't need tefillas kelim. But if you learn that the Gedah Advarim, like we just said from the Rashbam, is that the Chibur Lekarka is Mafkir Deshem Kli, it's hard to believe that over here the Kli is independently not Mechubur Lekarka. The functioning needs a plug into the wall, but that's Mafkir Deshem Kli, hard to be makabel. Maybe it's totally in that. There's another beautiful idea Mishnah's Tyrus brings from Reb Dov Landau. Moron, Reb Dov Landau is always in Stark sein. Brings a Rajba in Shabbos daf Yud Zayin, legabe Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. The Shita Beshamai that there's no Shvisas Kelim on Tanur because it doesn't have a Shem Kli. You deal. In any case, if that's the word, so then we understand that Tanur does not have the regular din that it needs a base kibbutz. The Rambam holds that a tanur does not need a base kibbutz because it's a nayazak. Kli cheres does need a kli kibbutz. The Rav clearly is going not that way. Rabbi Tzolopanovich will mention one last point, brings a raya, there's a Mishnah later on, a Mishnah Yud Aleph. It says, tanur shel evin umateches tohor. If you have tanur shel evin, the same type of thing, it's made out of stone and it's cemented into the ground. The Rishon, the Rash, the Rambam bring a drosha, a bazunder drosha that needs to be bar netitza. A tanur which is bar netitza is a bar kabbalas tumah. And the Rishash is matmiya. Kli avonim is not mekabel tumah. It's not one of the forms of kelim. Kli etzem, kli or, v'chule, but not kli avonim. So that itself should be a reason. Says Rav Tzolopanovich, mikan raya doesn't have the regular shem kli. It's not another shem kli. It's a shem tanu. Rabbi Ahava mina that a tanu made of avonim is also a tanu. Kamash malon that not. It's not a bar netitza. Now Rashi seems clearly not to hold this way. Rashi in Parsha Shmini, on the pasuk of Tanu v'kirayim yutot, says kelim hametaltlin him. He brings vehem shel cheres and they're metaltlin. Now, we have Mishnayos in front of us, and Sugis Arukas and Shabbos and elsewhere, that the Tanurim were cemented into the ground, like we said from the Rav. The Rambam is that way Mufurish. And they're Matmi and Rashi. Akhir Rashi said that, but it's a Rashi not only in Chumash, it's a Rashi in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Tes, a Rashi in Brokas. The Achrein bring it, Shittas Rashi. Rashi says in Shabbos Kuf Kovei. So the Matmi and Rashi, what you have to say is that Rashi learned that a Tanur is a regular Klicheres, Metamidin Klicheres. The Chiddush is that even when it's cemented into the ground, that's not called a Chibur. Normally, a Kli loses its ability to be Mekabel Tumah when it's attached to the ground. Over here, since this is the way Tanur, the Gzeres HaKosov is that the Chibur of a Tanur to the ground is not a Chibur. This is the way Rav Meir Simcha says it in Hilchos Kelim Perek Tezayin. It's not called Mechubal Lekarka, it's called Dava Metalkal. Not that Rashi means factually that it wasn't cemented, but it has a din of Kli Metalkal. It has to be, otherwise, besides for the fact that it's cemented, if you would take off the cement, it has to be transportable as is. It has to be a Dava Metalkal. So Rashi clearly is not going with what we said. It's a Kli Cheres, it's Metalkal, it's not Mechubal Lekarka, that's all. Okay, now we're ready to start the Mishnah. By the way, Mishnah Aleph and Beis starts Tanur and Kiru. We have both these Musagim also, Legabe Shehiyo, Chazorah, Hatmono, in Perakir and Shabbos. Tanur is more or less what we would call an oven, where you bake. A Kira is more or less like a flames on top. In Ivrit they call that way also. Tanur is an oven, a Kira is a gas range, a stove. So, the top of the stove, that means. The Tanur, like we said, is open in the middle and doesn't have a floor. When you want to bake, you cement it into the ground. There are some place vaisdeis on the bottom where they would stick in the eitzim, they would stoke the coals or whatever else is providing the heat. And what they would do is, it's mavur and sugis hashas, that the bread, they didn't have trays, what they would do is they would stick the loaf of bread to the wall, they would be madbik the pas against the wall of the oven to get ready. So lamaisa, a tanner, in order to be mekabel tumah, to have a shear of a chshivus of a tanner, has to have a certain size, and after it's broken, it has to have a certain size to be still considered a tanner, to vayt to be mekabel tumah. And if it's less than that, then it's already called yutots. Tanner, tchilosoy, when it's made lechatchila, arbo, it has to be four tvachim. Four tvachim lechayim means high. Some Rishonim say four tvachim width also. Ushiyorov, if it's broken and the pieces that are left over, you want to know how much is still mekabel tumah, it has to still be arbo. Ushiyorov arbo. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chomim b'med v'mamurim. That you need the shir b'tchilosu b'shiyorov v'shir v'abatvachim. Begodol, with the tanu godol. Avol b'koton, a small oven which is used for small things, not used for a whole loaf of bread. What is it? I don't know, for little pieces. Tchilosoi kolshuhu, shiorov ruboy. And the shiorov is ruboy of that. Rav like su that the tanur koton has to do with that it's used by a koton. But I don't think it means a toy, it means that it's used even by people that are not professionals, they're baking small things. No, that's not a proper tanur. What we're talking about over here is that the tanur is cotton. When we say a kol shuhu, tchilose kol shuhu, as is in many places, a kol shuhu just means a very small amount. Mufashim say over here means a tefach. Shiore ruboy is the roiv of the tanur. That's the piece that's left that still has a shame, still has the shame tanur. Now the Gemara in Perek Ha'ovah Roitiv in Chulin says that this Mishnah you can't read Ushior of Ruboy the way we just read it, Tchilosoi Kol Shua Tefach Shior Ruboy of that Tefach, because the Roiv of a Tefach can be used for anything. There's absolutely nothing that you can make in it. That's for sure Ois Kli. So you have to read that the word Shior of Ruboy is going back on the Reisha, and it's going on the Din of Tanu Tchilosoi Abov Shior Abo. But that's Shitzer Meir, and also over there we have a Shir. It's not called Beruboy. It's ba'arba u'ba'arba. And what's the over cross between the Rebbe and the Chacham? So the way the Gemara explains it is like this. Enoch and Ami Rimei says that Tchilos Yabo V'Shiyar V'Abo. The Chachomim hold that by a Tanur Godol, not the Tanur that the of Abo, a Tanur which is Godol, B'Med V'Mamur B'Godol, if it's Takabig, the size, the height of the original Tanur is 7, so then it's enough that it's Roiv, it's enough that the height of 3.5 still remains, then that would retain the Shem Tanur even though it's not 4. So Bamed Vamamur Bigodol, and over there Shiar of Ruboy. Whereas a Tanur which was Arbo, not a Tanur, Mamish a small Tanur, but a respectable size Tanur, not a huge Tanur of 7, but one of 4, over there you'll need it to be 4, and over there the Chacham Mamay Determeh. This is the way to read the Mishnah. This is the way the Rav explains the Sugya in Chulin, the Rav speaks it out by Richus. Comes from the Rash and the Rosh. Lamaisa Rash and Tesvot within Chulin have a different way without going into all the details, but they learn that the halacha of Ruboy is an added Tanai, that in order for the Shiori HaTanur to retain its status as a Tanur to be Tomei, it has to have 4 and Ruboy. That's what the Gemara means to say. So that's an extra Kula, that it has to have both the Ikatsura, that's Ruboy, and the size. Okay. There's one more noise over here, is that when you look at the Rav, it's Mufurish, and he gets this from the Rash. What are we talking about when we say Shiar of Arbo? We're talking about a Tanur that became Tomei. Legabe, if it was Yutatz, if it was broken, what's called broken enough that it's Mafkia the Tomei? And what they're saying is that if it has Dalid, then it's not an Atitza and it's not Tohor. Lemais, when you look at the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos and also in Perek Zayin Hilchos Kelim, he says, "Hein legabe im nitma, and hein legabe that's mekabel tuma in the first place. If it's nisha badal, that's when it's roi lekabel tuma." Chod is a big kasha. Based on the cheshbon that we just said, it's mavur that if you have a tanur and it's broken beruboy, even though it still has a sizable shear of Dalid, it's still Mekabel Tumah. L'chayr, it's broken Beruboy. Now we had, the Noise, we explained in Perek Beis, what's called Shviras Kli Cheres. Rashi is Mavur, this is Rashi in Chulm Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, that a Shvira, when you break a Kli Cheres, and there's a Shvira, and it's broken Beruboy, even though the pieces are still sizable, that's called a Maise Shvira, and it's Mafkir Deter, we explained then. It's not just that Shvira makes it always Kli. It's that Shvir is a Maisa Metaheres. We proved it then with Rayas. That being said, and we said then that L'chayra, it sounds that way from the Rambam also, Perek Yud Ches, Hulchus Kelam Alok Yud, that Shivrei Kli Cheres, that when Nishba Beruboy, even if they have the size of Gistro, once there's a Shvira, they're not Mekabel Tumah. It's Mafkir Mishem Tumah. Until they're Miyuchid again, they don't have a Shem Kli. That being said, L'chayra, the Tanner over here that's broken Beruboy, L'chayra, once it's broken Beruboy, even if it has a sizable Shvira of Dalit, should not have the Tumah anymore. The Shvira should break the Tumah. What Mishnah's Tyrus wants to say is Lefi V'Yisai that we explained before in Shittas Rambam, that we said that Tanner is not a regular Klicheres. By Klicheres, it's true there's a Maisa Shvira. The Tyrus doesn't say over there Yeshava. The Tyrus says Yutots. Yutots is a different Zach than Yeshava. Yutatz is that it's shattered. And if it has the size, then it does not have the Maisa Netitza, which means to shatter it, could be has a Maisa Shvira, but doesn't have the Maisa Netitza. Mashenken loit the other Rishonim, that a Tanur is Tomei Midin Klicheres, then clearly Netitza and Shvira have to be the same thing. And if that's the case, then L'chera Maisa Netitza should be Beruboy. Rashi Taka, in the Sugya that we quoted in Chulin, Taka holds that a Maisa that's Nishba Beruboy will be Mitar, because he holds that it's Mitame Medin Kli Cheres. The Mishnah now continues, Misha Tigomar Melachtoi. This is the end of the sentence, is that when does it become a Tanur? When it's Gemar Melocha. We really had this in the end of Perek Dal, Kli Cheres Me'emesem Kavim Tuma, when it's a Gemar Melocha. So the Mishnah just speaks out over here, Ezu Gemar Melachtoi, Mishiyasikenu Kidei Lefiz Boy Suvgonim. They built the Tanur, but it wasn't yet fired up. It wasn't yet fully ready for use until it's heated up. the shear is, it doesn't have to be heated up to bake bread. It has to be to bake suvganin, which we call donuts, but it means something that's kal lafir. So memela, it's a any basic sort of afir would be enough, that type of heat, to make it into a final product. This is both a kula and a chumri. You look at the Rav and the other mafarshim. There's, first of all, it doesn't need to be put into kivshon. It doesn't need to go through the process by regular kliches, where it has to be put into the kiln to heat it up. That's letzad ha-kula. And letzad ha-chumra is that it wouldn't be enough. Since the gemar of the tanur is, when it's heated up, and it says also in the mafarshim over here that they would smear on a layer of tit in order to protect the choim, to protect the heat from the outside, it would have to undergo that process to be considered a gemar melacha. It doesn't need to be a full-blown baking bread. Even something soft like sufganim would be enough. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishayasik is a chodosh kidei lefois biyoshon sufganim. Rabbi Yehuda is making a point. It seems that as the oven was used more, the shmiras hachoim, the walls became harder. The male, it holds on to the heat better. The insulation is better. The more one uses the oven, the less one needs to heat it up. The first time around, in order to heat it up, that should bake, to be effective, it needs more heating up. Yehuda says, Hezachain, the gemar melocha is when it's used normally. The using normally is the amount of heat that's used on a yoshin, once it was already initiated. You don't need to use it now, however much chayim you need normally to bake the first time around. That's already considered the gemar melocha, even without that level of heat.